maybe. I guess they do a tournament. I don't know what the bracket looks like. And he's going to work himself up, get in front of her in the championship game, hopefully win. And then she's going to be like, oh my God, you just showed me a new move. Did you learn that from Oberyn? And she's going to be impressed with the spear spinning.
Welcome back to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin, and I'm a whole lot of woman. And I'm joined by my co-host, Gingy My Love, and Boss Niggard. Hey, fellas.
What's up? Well,
hello. Hello.
Oh, I know neither one of you gets that reference, and I'm going to explain it. There's a... this here is a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast, and this week we are discussing Game of Thrones season 5, episode 8, Hard Home. We made it, Terry. We made it.
James, what'd you think? Oh my God, man.
I missed his face. Was it not good?
The first, you know, 40 minutes, I fell asleep.
Okay.
I even thought the first half of that was really good.
Nah, bro.
But no, bro. We'll dice it up in a little bit.
Anyway, an air date of May 31st, 2015. Written by David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. Directed by Miguel Sapochnik. And a rating of 7.01 million. So, way up from last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you think it's going to go next week, Ginge?
They'll probably stay on course.
Okay. We got a penultimate coming
up. Yeah. It's a pretty big event that happens at the end of the episode, so.
Ooh. So let's party then. Let's get into it. We'll start in Marine. Get him out of here.
And I did listen to that again. And yeah, James, yours just sucked. I ain't gonna lie. Yours is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Perfect. Back to the podcast.
Have we talked about anything in it yet?
We said Marine and then we went off on a tangent about it.
That's because nobody cares about what happens in Marine.
What? This is a good Marine
Except
scene.
This is the best. We're finally getting to points where Marine yes, we care
now,
about.
Now I care about Marine at this point.
Yeah, because fucking Tyrion's here. But I need proof of ID first. How do I know you are who you say you are?
Have you seen many midgets with blonde hair?
I mean, like...
Daenerys.
They were cutting heads off of those guys left and right in Westeros. Trying to get like, so it, you could be anybody.
Look, I'm articulate. I'm short. I drink. Like, it ain't one of me.
Okay. Well, you are Tyrion Lannister. What are you doing here? Can I help you? No, sister. Actually, I think I can help you.
All right, yeah, we
not
can.
Not wrong.
So, first order of business. What do I do with this fella who I told to shut the fuck up and get away from me? This is stalker behavior.
Look, I mean, it really kind of is stalker when behavior.
When we go back to him again later on in the episode, like, eventually, you got to take no for an answer, all right?
Yeah, so Tyrion's advice to Dany. I mean, yeah.
He's right.
Like, what would Barristan have said?
Barristan probably would have been like, kill this fucker. Barristan probably would have killed him by now. Like, honestly.
Like, right at the pit?
Probably. Probably.
Okay.
Like Barristan would have been like, "Look, man, we told you to stay away one time. Like, there's no second chance."
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So she's letting Jorah go. How do you feel about it? Like, as he's walking out, there's, I mean, he's at grayscale. His days are numbered anyway.
Exactly.
Which is kind of weird that I guess for him, like is he being selfish to where like he knows what he has? He hasn't told anybody, but yet he's still trying to get to Daenerys.
Yeah, I would say that's selfish. Also, does it not spread very quickly? Like,
Oh, well, it's like any other movie with zombies or anything like that. If you're not a main character, you get bit, boom, zombie right away. But if you're a main character, you get bit, you got 3 more fucking hours. We're watching you on until the end of the movie at that point.
that's what it feels like. Like, is it even significant that he's got it?
It is.
It is. I mean, we saw what they managed to stop on Shireen, like from just like the thing on her cheek.
Yeah, and just to spo not spoil anything, like this is a storyline that they will revisit that. Like they will.
Like, if they don't do anything, but
They'll close the loop on that one.
yeah, but like, we saw how it spread with Shireen, like how he was bringing in like maesters and stuff. That took time, and you see that it only managed to spread so much before they stopped it. So,
And maybe because he's in the desert and the fucking air is dry and there's no humidity, it's slow growing. Don't fucking know, man. I'm just.
I feel like if anything, that would speed it up.
right? Yeah.
Because it kind of looks like scales. Like, it's literally scaling,
Yeah,
which.
but look, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to, throw out some ideas. Trying to hypothesize here.
okay.
Word of the day, hypothesize.
10 out of 10. I'm really.
H-I. I'm just playing.
No.
I'm just playing. I obviously know it's HY, but just joking.
Well, Danny, you cannot inspire devotion from people if you're executing people, so let him go. Great.
She's so wishy-washy.
She was like,
Like, do y'all get that out of her?
she was crying, like crying when
Yeah,
she's.
make up your mind, Daenerys. Do you want him or you don't? Like,
I don't want him, but it hurts not wanting.
but you want him. Like, that's why when you saw him the first time in them rags, you had to walk back to the fighting pits when you could have just left. Just to see it's him. It's like she wants to just be like, look, I don't want you here, but please come back next week so I can tell you again that I don't want you here.
Yes,
That's toxic.
precisely.
Reflect.
And I don't like the whole like the Jorah love angle either. Like I'm over that as well. Like,
Like,
that's one of these things that they've drug out way too long.
now here's a question. Here's a question. Do you think Jorah's ever
Nah.
gonna get it? No.
Because if you're Jorah, what else do you have? Like, it's not like I can just go back to fucking Bear Island and live a normal life. Like, I don't have any family. I don't have anything. Like,
I mean,
if I'm gonna live, I might as well just try to live for some shit I like to do.
like, but is he ever gonna get Danny's like love?
God, no.
He's never gonna get that return.
There can't be one person watching this or that's seen this series that think that he was actually gonna get the love.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I know one person.
You?
I no, hell no, not me. Jesus, no. I know how stories are told. No. Karl Rae. Really thought he held out for that to be, yeah, girl, yeah.
I thought he was smarter than that. Like, goddamn.
Yeah. But yes, I know one person who was rooting for them and like who really was devastated that it did. Anyway,
I don't. Yeah,
I don't think
and
Gentari.
you gotta be rooting for him to say like, oh my God, like he loves her like it's his kid. But that's it. That's the only way I can.
It's so because in the book it's really gross because like he kisses her in the book.
Yeah.
And I don't think he ever does kiss her in the show. He might, but like in the book he kisses her, and that is really what took it to like, ugh.
She's kissed him in the show, right?
No, not like a real kiss.
Yeah, like kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, no, no, no.
If she has.
No, this was like a real kiss.
Oh yeah, nah.
Book Danny's like 14. So, yeah. That's where we are. The humanity.
Whatever.
Here we go again. All right, you guys, listen. We have to go to King's Landing, where Cersei is rotting in a literal prison of her own making.
And
Oh
it's
no, we're not.
wonderful.
Are we at King's Landing yet? Are we at,
Not.
whatchamacallit? Yeah.
Just gonna do all of King's Landing because it's just her in jail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I have up next.
I got Arya next, but.
No, there's a scene where Septuagint goes in. You find out that Cersei's
Oh, I probably just didn't write
because
that shit down.
she's dirty. Septuagint tells her to confess, and she doesn't, and she pours the water out and leaves.
That's a, a bad judgment system. Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? Like, at least let me get water. Like, what if I am innocent and you just pouring out my water? Like,
What? No. She poured out the water because Cersei didn't want to drink it, or
no,
didn't want to confess to drink it. So
correct.
if
What if I have
Cersei
nothing
had,
to confess? Just gonna pour the water out, and I'm supposed to die of fucking thirst.
yeah,
So I
okay,
should just lie to you and just be like, look.
yeah,
Oh,
the yeah, that's how they get them kids without their parents, but it's no.
And then Qyburn came in and told you what there is no innocent until proven guilty. Because like you're going to trial, sister, and unfortunately, the faith does not require proof the way that like the law does. Like
James, does Qyburn have her best interest, or does he have like an ulterior motive here?
don't think he really cares about what happens there. He's kind of been granted what he wanted, and he's doing what he wanted, so he don't really care what happens.
I feel like he's got, like, he really.
It's either that, or he might be her only friend left.
Yeah, I think he is her only friend. But.
But it's like, I can see why you think that, because like she's like, please bring Tama to me. No, I already talked to him. He ain't coming.
Girl, and Tommen's not coming.
Like we don't know that you talked to
And
him. Like,
it was at this point where I said, yeah, TJ's right. Tommen needed Tommen.
yeah, that point needed. Like, what the fuck you doing as king up in your room depressed? Like, if you don't put your foot down and gather an army and go get your women.
I don't understand people who take like their 12-year-old to prison to see their family members. I don't bring my 12-year-old to the jail to see me. No, thank you.
It depends. It depends.
And he's not going to be able to get me out because, again,
Yeah, but if you're wrongly locked up, then yes, bring my kid to see me. But if you're in jail for like murder, like my kid probably ain't gonna see you ever again.
listen, faith is what? What is it? The evidence of things not seen?
Sounds good. I think you're
Close enough,
close. Yeah.
right?
If nothing else.
Faith doesn't require proof. You don't have to have physical evidence to have faith. She's literally fighting the faith. They do not need actual evidence that she's guilty. However, They've got it. She is guilty.
Yeah, she's guilty.
They told her everything. They said everything. You did this, sister. You.
Do you think she confesses, James? Like, do you think that's coming?
No.
No, you think.
She ain't gonna confess.
Does she get out?
No.
She's
They
done. So
gonna
this is
kill her.
okay.
Okay, girl. You think Cersei Lannister
Is
is
about to die.
stand on business and die in prison
Yep.
before she will say, "Yes, I fucked my brother."
Yep.
Now you said they're gonna kill her, so you don't think it's just gonna be like she's gonna rot and die. Like she's not gonna thirst to death. Like you think
No,
it's gonna be like
no, no,
a.
no. It's gonna be public.
Well, I mean,
Okay.
like she's gonna, like she will rot and then be executed.
He said, yeah, he said public, so they're gonna take her out in
They
the
gonna,
streets.
yeah, they gonna, everybody about to
Yo,
laugh at her.
based off of that, if Tommen is depressed now, like, God help
He
that kid.
really about to be.
God help that kid.
So wait, okay. So if you
Shoot, they might revolt against him too. Cause I mean, if it come out and the faith all say that she did this, and of course everybody gonna believe it, cause everybody already believe it,
Yeah.
then you got a bastard up on that throne.
I like where you're going with that.
Get him off.
I like where you're going with that. So then you got the bastard on the throne. You got an actual Baratheon out there. And then you got a Targaryen out there. Now is your chance to go get it.
Yep.
Stannis, Daenerys, miles and miles away.
Okay, well, while we're on the subject of like whether or not Cersei confesses, remember like the other queen is also in jail. Does she confess? Like, because Marge is still locked up. What if what's what how does Marge?
I'll put it this way. Like, this is my first time watching this eyes. Like, Marjorie should confess.
And she
Because, like, really, like, what are your charges? Like, what are they gonna do? You gonna kill you for lying? Like, what kind of sentence am I looking at if I'm Marjorie? Like, you didn't help me in a
Well,
cell for three. Am I getting out on time served at this point?
I think Marjorie, like if she confesses, then it's not really gonna like they'll let her leave, but then they'll kill Loras.
Yeah, I think Loras is the one that stands the most to lose for Marjorie and Brett,
Yeah.
confessing.
Yes.
Whereas Cersei did the deed. Like, her sentence is her sentence.
Yeah, she killed the king.
Her sins are her sins, where Marjorie is like, I just lied for my brother, like any good sister would do.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So what do you think? So I don't know, 'cause you know Margie, like for one thing, like the High Sparrow is here because Cersei put him here. And you
Well,
know, but
that's the problem anyway.
but I'm saying, like, you know, Marge also has a way to manipulate. Do you think she would be better, like, have a better way of getting to the High Sparrow than Cersei took? Like, do you think her manipulation tactic?
No.
Okay.
But
Only
here's my question to
because
you.
grandma already tried and she lost, so I don't think Margie could do any better.
And then here's my question to you. Why would she, if she gets out, what's the point? Like, if she gets out, what benefit does it matter if the High Sparrow's on her side or not? Like, she's out. They can go do their thing and let the fucking High Sparrow roam the streets at this point. Like, really, I don't think that if, honestly, if none of them were affected in that family, they wouldn't be giving a fuck what the High Sparrow's doing.
No, of course not.
So like if she gets out, they kill Loras, like it is what it is. Like move on about your life and let them fucking roam the streets and tattoo people on the forehead. I don't know.
If they kill Loras? If they kill Loras,
What's she gonna do?
they're gonna have to do something because Loras is like the last Tyrell. Loras is the only person who can continue their family line.
Cool. I mean, not really.
Yes, really.
She can fucking appoint one of her and Tommen's kids to be the second son, can go be
That's not,
Mr. Tyrell over there
but that's not
and take over Highgarden.
he's not a Tyrell. He's a Baratheon.
Look, I'm just saying, like, it don't seem like she knows that Loras probably ain't gonna have no kids, no way.
He's
That's a
gonna
fact.
do his duty.
The way anatomy works, like, it just, you can't really get pregnant that way.
I do you gay? You know, gay men have like babies naturally, right?
You are telling me some shit that I don't know.
Am I?
Indeed, yes. Gay men have babies.
They make them. They produce.
So confused.
Anyway, Cersei's not confessing.
Nope.
End. Like, three scenes of Cersei saying, I'm not going to confess. And Jin says she's going to stand on business.
Okay, and here's where I got one more question about her standing in business. Does the fact that she know that Kevin is back make her want to confess just to get back to that kid? Or is Kevin the best thing for him at this point?
He's stroking his beard in case anybody needs to know. He's thinking. This is not just dead air.
I mean, you could just cut out dead air.
I do, but you're stroking your beard, and I need the audience to know that.
I know, though. I ain't thought about that.
Yeah, because you know.
Cause he pretty much said, like, Qyburn told her, like Kevin said, yeah, fuck you. Like, he ain't coming for you.
Right, you did.
Kevin said you're where you belong.
And not. So, Kevin Lannister, I guess he's gonna run things now and everything will be fine under Uncle Kevin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who, and to be fair, in the moments that we did see Kevin throughout the series, he doesn't seem like that bad of a guy.
I mean, his brother seemed to think he was a little bit incompetent. That's what I got from it, but
Well, that's, I mean, who does Tywin think is competent other than himself?
maybe Lady Olenna and Littlefinger. That's why he let them kill Joffrey. I'm standing on that too. Anyways, yeah, that's Cersei's journey through prison.
We'll see where this takes us.
Free my sister. I support women's wrong.
I'm actually excited for the storyline for him.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Jinch, how are you feeling about this one?
Good.
Like, I mean,
What is what? This is a big deal. Like, regardless of how this goes, like, this changes the game for everything.
and she did it to herself. That's the best part.
That is the best part.
Yeah. That she outsmarted herself. She
Love when
thought.
that happens. God, man, I'm telling you, the amount of mistakes she made, like, who, yeah, just go give all your just go give people weapons, like, that's the answer.
Ooh, buddy.
I'm gonna go give 20 strangers weapons to just figure out what, just go from there. All right.
Strangers, a cult, like 20 cult members.
Yeah, true. That's like me walking to a KKK rally and just handing out weapons. Here you go. Here you go. You look like a noose guy. I'm gonna give you a noose. Here.
Oysters, clams, and cockles.
Damn, that's one of my quotes.
Oysters, clams, and cockles. Well, Arya's somebody new. She's got a new identity. She's got a new routine.
Do you feel like they're throwing her to the wolves here, James? Or is this like a kind of like a side mission? Is this gonna be a little easy for her?
Well, I don't know if it's gonna be easy, but I mean, she wanted to do it, so here you go. You wanted to drive, here's the keys.
No license.
If you die, you die. It's on you.
And I mean, that's basically what he said. If she dies, she dies. She's either gonna do it or she's not. No will.
And speaking of cults, like, is this not just a cult of vigilantes? Like, that's what it seems like they are.
I already told you what they are.
If they're not the Reaper, then
The Reaper. They changed faces,
they're
man.
fucking they're Batman.
Batman was not even close to being this cool. Like, Batman can't change. Batman is just a rich dude. Y'all, are y'all Batman fans?
I love Batman.
Batman's the only good DC character.
Oh my God.
Right, moving on. Arya, Batman.
Bye. Yeah, Arya. So, her target is a gambler. It took me like three watches to figure out what actually was going on. I was so confused. But then I got
I'm still kind of confused on who her actual target is here.
the guy is trying to, he's like, I have been on 18 voyages and I've made every single one. You should bet on me. Because like, if I don't make this one now, my family gets money.
Well, no, I know that,
But
but did we even see this guy?
the gambler? Yes,
Yeah.
that was him that got the oysters.
He was the one
Oh.
that ordered the oysters.
And said, no,
Again, lost.
I'm not gonna take your bet. Now, not Jag and Hagar made a really good point. Like, so the captain wagers, like, if he loses, his family gets a bunch of money, but who is there to enforce that? Like,
That's a really good point.
yeah, you don't have like the law is not gonna back you up. Did you have it like notarized? Probably not. So yeah, and now here he is. Here the captain is in the House of Black and White, preying on the gambler's downfall. And not Jag and Hagar gives Arya a gift. A gift for the gambler. How do you think this is gonna go?
Poorly, because it's her first time.
You don't think she's gonna be able to pull it off?
I mean, I think she is gonna be able to be pulled off, but it's not gonna be able to be pulled off clean.
Here's the question, because it's Arya, does she even stick to the script?
Exactly why it won't be clean.
Like, like she, yeah, she's kind of hard at it.
Luck. And speaking of yin and yang, back to Winterhell and Sansa's 783rd reason why. Like, dog, every episode is a reason. I told y'all, I forgot he had this guy, I forgot they had this conversation
I
with.
forgot they had this conversation too, but it doesn't change my opinion on last episode.
I told y'all. Listen, I understand, but like, I really, like I said, he thought he was.
Let me ask you a question. How many times did you selfishly do something for yourself and you just try to act like it was for other people, but deep down it was for you? Like, let's be real. That shit happens.
No.
That shit happens.
Anyway. Back to it. Theon thought he was helping Sansa. As I said, unfortunately, what he did didn't help. But He did give her a gift of letting her know that her brothers are alive. She still got some family.
I'm glad. I'm fine. I'm glad he finally told her.
And now, what does she do with that information? She go find him herself? Of course not. Now what?
Guess it gives her a sense of hope.
I guess.
I don't know.
Hope.
Like at this point, like for Sansa, you got to take the little wins, because like
Yeah.
holy fuck,
Yeah, because she'd be taking ills every
because you're going
episode.
through it.
Listen, which is exactly why I'm with Theon. That like he thought he was helping her. You have no survival skills. There's 100 feet of snow outside. Where are you going, sister? Honestly, what are you gonna do?
Theon's helping himself, man, because he know he can say that, but he knows if Sansa gets out, that's it for him. Rika's, that's it. Like, he's getting killed.
Okay, so at least he'll kill you. At least she'll be dead, girl. No, he won't kill you. He'll flay off the rest of you first. Speaking of, if Sansa can't get out, how's Stannis gonna get in? Him and 6,000 men. Probably less. I'm sure more people have deserted since last episode.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Things are bleak. There's no provisions. They're freezing to death.
None of them from the north, so they don't even know how to survive in that type of condition.
Nope.
Yeet.
And it's so dire that fucking Ramsay's confident that him and 20 dudes
20 dudes.
can go take out 6,000.
20 good men. That's what
Yo,
she.
if there's one thing you gotta like this, if there's one thing I respect out of men, that men do, is the sense of false confidence that we have.
Men
It's
versus.
like when you meet somebody that, like, shit, myself. Like, if I go to the park today, I might tell these kids that I can fucking dunk and try and fail.
Nope.
But I'm still gonna fuck it. I'm still gonna do it. I got a false sense of confidence.
Is that like mystical? Have you ever seen me in a fight with a bear? Help the bear!
Correct.
All right. I respect that about men.
Me too. I love it. I love it.
All right. Rams 21.
James don't like it. I love it. I love when a man has a false sense of confidence.
So fucking stupid.
Like you hang out with, like, you just get a guy in there. He's like, oh, I can go get her number. Like, you can't, but you know what? Go for it, because I like your false sense of confidence. I'm
No,
rooting you on,
in
buddy.
that sense, I'm gonna see him do it just because I wanna see him get shut down, you know.
But yeah, I love it.
That'd be funny.
You mean to tell me you can climb that 200-foot pole with no tools? Fuck it, go for it. I am rooting you on.
People get in such terrible situations because of
They do, and I respect it.
that. All right.
So, do you think Ramsay and 20 men are going to break this army?
I ain't gonna say they're gonna break the army, but I think that they do have a better, what am I trying to say here? They have better conditioning to do so since, you know, they're from the north. They can, and then they always say that a small group of insurgents is better than like a large group. Like it's easier to infiltrate with a smaller group because you're less likely to be seen.
Okay.
And remember Robert's thing in season one, five, and then one. So, you know.
21. All right. I mean, Ramsey also is insane, so
There's that. Like,
who knows?
now, if he's in a fight with the bear, yeah, I'm probably going to help the bear.
Yeah,
The bear's going to need some help fighting Ramsay. Holy fuck.
when's the last time that you drank on a job interview and got the job?
Never, but again, men, false sense of confidence. Fuck it. I respect it.
Two terrible children of two terrible fathers, just comparing shitty dads. Granted, Danny never met her terrible father. He was terrible to other people. Tyrion's father was terrible to him specifically.
Yeah, see, I don't really like how they're comparing each other like that. Like, it's two different upbringings.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Daenerys had to endure the shit that Tyrion did.
No, but a shitty dad's a shitty dad. Like, it's easy to.
But if you don't know the shitty dad, like, you
I
didn't
mean,
know the shitty dad.
especially if you don't know the shitty dad, like the marks of the shitty dad will be still left on you. Like, deadbeats are also terrible.
Well, yeah, of course, but
So that's essentially what he was, a
I
deadbeat.
don't know, sometimes you're better off with a deadbeat dad than one like Tywin. Like, what would you rather have?
You know, period.
Give me the deadbeat.
You're right. You are right. Poor Tyrion. Poor Tyrion. But Varys was bringing him here. The spider, the one who plotted to have her killed. Listen, we do what we gotta do, sister. You get it?
And not only did he plot to have you killed, he might have plotted to save your life and get you the fucking Dragonstone.
Exactly. And he is the most trustworthy person I know. Like, Ginge, is that faith well placed now, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Are we gonna see Varys again?
I mean, he's on his way.
I would imagine so.
Maybe.
Man, just imagine, like, Jorah actually could have just interviewed, like, introduced himself to the two of them, and then
And
he.
they all would have got there together quicker.
No, they probably it would have they would have been at like a couple days slower, but
Oh, but depending on whose time you were on.
it would have been comfortable. He certainly wouldn't have grayscale.
Yeah, you wouldn't have grayscale.
So
But I don't know if it would have been a couple days longer.
talk about mistakes. Anyways, the only other person I trust more than Varys is Jamie. Well, you're hired. Sounds like great credentials.
Yeah, this their whole you're going to advise me like so quickly.
Yeah, it's very quick. Very
Like,
quick. But at this point though, like, who does she have? like she kind of if her actual end goal
yeah,
is
but
to get
like,
to the Iron Throne,
dog, nobody around her reads. Nobody around.
like, this is the only option she has. Like, what could
So
go wrong? Like,
far.
I get fucking Dario to kill him in his sleep.
Look, Barristan shows up instantly. Okay, you're on my squad. Daria shows up instantly. Okay, you're on my squad. Tyrion shows up instantly. Okay, you're on my squad. Like, what if Stannis come up and be like, okay, instantly. Oh, you're on my squad. Like,
She
it's like
might.
she don't care. She just want people that like
But again, this is why
she's
we
not
respect
protecting
her,
herself.
because she has a false sense of confidence. We've seen that.
That's actually true. I mean,
And maybe like
when you
Tyrion kind of sweet talked her. He said, like, maybe you're not meant for the throne. Maybe you're just meant to fucking be Martin Luther King out here.
right? Because, like, the first thing he tells her is, like, do you really want to go? Like, Westeros stinks, babe. Have you ever, like, you've never been there. You don't know this, but it actually smells. Nobody over there washes their legs. It's gross. Why do you want to be there? So. Because of
And I think he's giving her options. Like, he's teaching her, like, you don't need to do what they say you have to do. Like, just because your last name's Targaryen doesn't mean you have to take the throne.
precisely,
And honestly, you've been out here this fucking long for 5 seasons and making us dread through this shit. Keep on going at this point. Keep
also,
the audience going.
like, also, you need rich allies. Like, let's say that the common people do support you. Rich people aren't going to, and you cannot rule without the 1%. As
Which
evidence.
has been, yeah, it's been proven in the real world, so.
Jorah.
He's back at the fighting pits.
selling himself.
Selling himself.
What does he think this is gonna do?
Look, James, when the girl tells you no, see, you've been doing it all wrong. This is what you do. When the girl tells you no, you drive over to the fucking UPS store. You get yourself a box big enough to fit yourself in it. Some bubble wrap, some popcorn. Throw yourself in a box, have them tape it up, and mail you to her doorstep. It's gonna work every time, trust me.
Oh yeah.
It's on Truth Social, all right?
But yes, Jorah is very much selling himself into slavery.
Like, I don't know what he expects to accomplish from that. Like, even
to
if
get back on her doorstep.
But look, listen, okay? So here's what's going to happen. He's going to go into these fighting pits, and he's either going to win or lose. If he wins, he's still going to be outcasted. If he loses, he's going to die.
No.
And even if he wins, and let's say she does do something, he's got grayscale. He's going to die anyways.
Correct. But he's got to work himself up from the bottom again. So he's going to go through. He's going to win this tourney. Maybe. I guess they do a tournament. I don't know what the bracket looks like. And he's going to work himself up, get in front of her in the championship game, hopefully win. And then she's going to be like, oh, my God. You just showed me a new move. Did you learn that from Oberyn? And she's going to be impressed with the spear spitting.
I good spear spin. Well,
we've already seen that she gets impressed if you like just cut a horse in half and then take your dick out and piss in the ground. That impressed her. Jorah hasn't tried that trick yet.
Anyways, I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see. He's either going to die or he's not. And nothing is going to work out for him, according to Ginge. I guess he should just go take a long walk off a short pier.
Yep. Honestly, he really should, because he has fucking grayscale, so. Like, that'd probably be the best thing for you. Like, you just saw what those fucking stone men did.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to become that? Not me. It's like the men of the Night's Watch telling John, like, if I die, burn my body, please. Same thing.
Yep. Well,
speaking of the men of the Night's Watch.
I did that on purpose, by the way.
Yeah. Wow, Gilly really put a hurting on Sam, didn't she?
They're so cute.
They are adorable.
You could tell it was their first time. They're so cute.
So she's cleaning him up. Scared, obviously. And should be, because the only thing to protect both of them is a dire wolf.
That comes and goes, and God knows that we don't even know that motherfucker's there now. Honestly, Ghost might pop up at Horror Home with John, for all we know.
Paddle there.
Yo, imagine.
That'd be great.
John gets off the boat with fucking Ghost. I would have had to stop watching the fucking show. And we would have came in here. James would be like, look, I caught a continuity issue here.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Ollie comes in with food for Sam and some questions.
Oh, I got a question after you explain this. I got a question for James.
Why is John doing this? Like, the wildlings killed everybody I've ever known. At this point, how many times can I say, do you want to fight them as the dead?
This is where I'm reaching. I still stand by that Ollie's the boy. Kill the boy, Jon Snow. Ollie is the boy.
I don't know about that.
Sometimes you gotta kill the haters, man. Like, get him out of here.
Well, TJ, we made it.
We did. We got on that boat. Rode all the way there.
We are at hard home, which, if it were in a warmer climate, would be a lovely beachside town. Because there's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people at hard home. Those were
Would you
our.
really, would you think that would be a lovely beachside town? I mean, I guess if you take the, you got to take the wall down.
Most.
Yeah, take the wall down though. Like if we're all crammed up in that one little section, fuck no, count me out. Count me the fuck out.
Did you see how expansive that coast? Like there were
Correct.
huts all up the coast. That was huge.
But where all the people are at, count me out.
That was so much place. Oh my God.
That makes me like that confirms that I'd never want to get on a cruise. Like, count me out. All right, James, quit pocket watching on the podcast, all right? Anyway, back to the fucking cruise ship island.
Being underpaid, right? Overqualified and underpaid. Look at John out here trying to bridge a gap, trying to reach across the aisle. And what do we get? The Lord of Bones on some bullshit. Wow. Arjun.
This is Tormund's best scene, though.
Oh yeah, Tormund was great.
Yup.
Tormund don't take no shit.
That
Look.
was great.
Yes. John was the first man off the boat. He came to treat. He's like, listen, I just want to help y'all. I just want to help you guys. Actually, fuck you. I'm sure you've been fucking Tormund.
This is the example that TJ was saying earlier about. It's an honest thing, but he's actually doing it for himself. Like we want your help to help you come to the wall, but really we just need more men to help fight.
Correct. But in that case though, they are helping them as well because they need each other. They do need each other. Like when I'm trying to get my bonus, like I don't need half these fuckers. I can just go hire more.
I don't know though, because
I think that
see.
this is a very even helping me helps you. This
And
is a
really, like
very after what we're getting ready to see, I'm not so sure.
but if you had to go to war with like two different groups of people in this series, I'd probably take the Dothraki and then the fucking wildlings. Might be my choice of people to take because they have no limits and they just fucking go.
They don't really fight with the rules of
They ain't, yeah,
war.
they ain't gonna fight fair. And that's what I
Yeah.
want. I want people that ain't gonna fight fair. Kick them in his fucking nuts. Like, don't fight fair.
Right? They're fucking zombies.
I agree with that.
Yeah, give me the Dothraki and the wildlings.
But this is like helping me helps you. This isn't really selfish. This is
And really, in this case,
John is risking a lot to be here. He is putting a lot on the line to be here. 25 of the 50 people that he lives with are completely against this. Like, he's.
those 25 people that are against this and stayed at thing don't even think John's gonna come back. So.
Exactly. So, like, he's also taking a risk because he could not come back. Like, this isn't really selfish.
Honestly, we can't really call this a risk though. Like this is something that's necessary.
But it is a risk, though. Like,
Not really. Like, what's the alternative?
his life.
I mean, he's gonna die anyway. That's like you saying it's a risk if you were homeless and you're stealing food. That's not really a risk. That's more like survival at that point. What am I risking? I'm gonna get caught. Like, I ain't got no food anyway.
It's still a risk.
Actually, you might be better off getting caught if you're homeless and you don't have any food. Just get caught. That way you go to jail, get three hots in the cot.
Yup.
Oh, that's their plan for homeless people, but that's
Free
mine.
Medicare. Or medical care, I should say, not Medicare.
And you get to work for slave wages. Whatever.
All right, that won't, I was like literally just not trying to be political at all. But yeah, no, I don't think it's really a risk. He's just doing the The necessities.
He is risking life and limb and his reputation back at home to bring these wildlings to Castle Black.
Because again, what other choice do you have, though? It's either that or you just wait it out.
I mean,
And I much rather wait it out with thousands of men after what we just saw than with the 50 I got.
Alistair would have done that.
Yeah, Alice is a fucking idiot. That's why he's not Lord Commander. That's the reason why he didn't get voted. Give me the man that takes the risk. Give me the man that does the necessities.
Yes, and after the Lord of Bones is beaten, presumably to death, in front of dozens of witnesses. Yes,
And
he
again, this is why you gotta love the wildlings. Like there's no allegiances there. Like whoever wins wins, and that's who we're gonna follow.
Yep, so let's go talk to the elders.
Yo, did y'all see the one elder that looks just like Tormund in there?
Yes.
I wrote down like that might be Tormund's dad.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, he looks just like him. Anyway, there's a cancel. Like, this is not about friendship. I know y'all hate us. We hate y'all, but like, I want to live. Do you want to live? Let's live together. And again, I cannot understate, like, overstate the importance of like having land. Land ownership is a big deal. They would have been able to vote in 1780.
And then pay taxes on
Well,
land you own.
on
Something that you own.
Well, the king did give it to him. See how that works? Ah. But I mean, it's a pretty sweet deal. Do you want to just, do you see how cold it is up here? It's at least a little warmer. I mean, it will be when winter's over. This is the land of always winter. And also, there are ice zombies in those there hills. So,
No.
what do you want to do, guys? How do you want to swing this? So,
And honestly, if the Giant's on board, everybody should be on board. Except the thin.
yes.
It's always fucking thins, man. It's always gonna make the shit difficult.
It's always been. Yeah, I mean, he did change his mind quite quickly, though, didn't he? That fog
Yes.
mountain, and he said, "Oh, you know what?
I'm gonna help. I'm in. I'm in.
So, as they're loading the boats, one of the free folk says goodbye to her daughters. I think you should have known right there what was going to happen to
And we
her.
never get her
Yeah,
name, do we?
that was a little on the nose.
Just a touch.
But finally, some excitement.
Yes, because then the dogs start howling.
Yeah, dogs are howling. And you gotta give it up to John, man. Like the fact that like everybody's freaking out and then he just goes straight into like war mode.
I'm going in to save people.
And then his people don't freak out. They stay calm. They come to him, come by his side, fight with him.
Imagine being like when they close the gates, imagine being that last person right as the gate
Oh
closes.
man, you gotta be
Yeah.
pissed. You gotta
Oh,
be pissed.
not a step
But
back.
what do you do? Like, do you cry? Do you like kick? Do you kick the door? Like, fuck you, man. I probably would just kick the door and be like, yo, fuck you. And then give him two middle fingers like he can see it. Yeah, I showed him.
Well, everybody closest to the town is screaming. Screaming, please, let us out, let us out. And then eerie. All right, Jen, what did you think of the sequence? The fog over the hills.
So this is spoilers, kinda. But the scene reminded me of season 2, episode 2 of The Last of Us when they are defending their home. Like, this scene felt exactly the same, almost.
The Last of Us kind of stole a lot of things from Game of Thrones anyway. Like the intro
Yeah,
to The
like
Last of Us, they hate watching it.
the characters, the
That too.
actors.
Yeah, the actors too. But the intro to The Last of Us, they just like literally just took the Game of Thrones intro and just put a skin over top of it in different music.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you know, like in the Game of Thrones intro, like it's like buildings coming up and everything like that. And then Last of Us intro is like going across like that, and it's just like shit
It's
rising up.
the spores.
Yeah, the spores are rising up.
It's kind of similar. Yeah, you're right. But it was good. I felt it. And then also, I don't know if y'all ever seen the movie World War Z, but they acted like that too when they were climbing over the walls and stuff. Acted just like the zombies in World War Z, which actually, it's a pretty good movie. Well, everybody hated it, but I thought it was pretty good.
I don't get into zombie stuff unless it's this.
All right. But I mean, there's a reason that the wall is 700 feet tall and made of ice and has magical like carvings in it.
We see why right here.
Yeah, right here. 'Cause turns out this little gate that you guys got is it's a cute idea. It's a cute idea. Unfortunately,
This is
you,
not the wall.
right? This is not the wall. Not at all. Actually, we're gonna kind of very easily get on the other side of this gate. Now, what are you gonna do? Die? Probably.
Man, the sheer numbers of this fucking army of the dead, man.
So many. There are so many of them because of.
Now there's even more.
All right, so we get the shot of the Night King and the walkers before more whites come over the hill, like over the mountain to descend on this.
Yeah.
But it's just chaos and there's a lot going on and there's just panic and pandemonium. And this is very much like the lifeboat scene in Titanic. Like everybody is rushing to these boats
Yes.
and everybody is not going to make it.
And you really can't even blame them because, like, what do you do? What do you fight? Like, I'm watching these fuckers fight and they ain't winning. Like, my best bet ain't to fight my way out of this. Is to get on a fucking boat.
Well, John, however, said, no, come back for me. I got this because he's a leader.
And he tried to get the weapons too. Gotta get the fucking dragon glass.
I have to get the fucking dragon glass. So, Ginge, how do you feel about John's fight?
That was good.
Liked it?
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't know if you were going to be like, actually, it was fucking
Well, I
stupid.
was gonna ask you,
No,
like, what do you
because I
think?
mean
Do you think it's.
it wasn't really a fight. He was being overpowered by the White Walker, which is what I would expect
Were you pissed off
until.
that his sword didn't break?
No.
The first sword, remind like the first sword.
Yeah, all their weapons shattered, but then his so is it because it's made out of Valyrian steel? Or is it, all right, hear me out now, because Melisandre is obsessed with Jon. And she's also obsessed with people who got king's blood. So does he actually have like some type of king's blood that we don't know about, like through his mom? And that's what is actually why his
I
sword
like where
didn't
you're going
break.
here. I like where you're going here. I think we should just wait it out. I kind of want to tell you, but I think we should just wait it out.
No, because
Warren,
at
what do you
first I
think?
was like, at first I was just like, oh, okay, Valyrian Steel, whatever. But then I was got to thinking, I was like, well, hold on now.
There's a couple of things in this battle that we see is going to be helpful in terms of like fighting them. Like in terms of like dragon glass, we see whatever John's got going on there. And then there's something at the end, I think, that we can point out if you caught it.
Look at that.
Yeah. Motherfuckers don't swim.
Oh, well, I mean, you're right. They don't swim, they have to march.
Good one.
So, there you go. Something useful.
So should they melt the wall and drown them?
Nah, fuck no. You just melt all the snow in front of the
Mm.
wall. Like, build a fucking moat around the wall
It's
and throw some damn ice
it.
alligators in it.
Ice alligators.
Gators. All right. Well, John does make it back to the boat in time, and then the Night King
Yeah,
raises.
I really like that where he's just like raises his hands up, and then all of a sudden everybody stands up.
And this is the importance of burning the bodies.
Yup.
Ooh, buddy, because that was quick. Yeah.
But John learned a lot in this fight, I think.
Hear you.
Yeah, I think so too. And the question is how many actual wildlings did they save?
Not enough.
That's gonna be the question when we get back to Castle Black, is how many of the motherfuckers are left.
Right. And then here's another question. How do you go to war with him when everybody who gets cut down gets risen back up and is now part of his army? How do
But
you?
this is another thing that John learns in the fight is another way to figure out how to beat him is the I will get to it.
But I'm saying, like,
Hard look, Hard Home just scratches the surface on what we learned about these motherfuckers.
but I understand that. But I'm saying, like, once these people are like, once people get cut down in battle with the Night King and he raises them back up, now you've lost your army to him. And you like, now, like, his army has basically doubled.
Unless you're fighting the right way.
Okay.
We're learning. We're on a learning path here.
Okay.
We got time. There's still a hard hole. There's water that they got to figure out how to get across or take a longer fucking route.
And a wall that they've got to get
Yeah,
past.
go ahead and get the trekking up that coast.
How do they get past the wall? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. But it wasn't this Game of Thrones season 5, episode 8, Hard Home. TJ, who are we pouring out for?
Nobody really. All the wildlings. I don't think we lost anybody of name.
That one elder chick.
Yep. Which let me point out, she'd still be alive if she didn't have to run into them damn kids. Them kids fucked her up. Like that mentally fucked her up.
That would have got me.
You
Yeah,
said
you're
what?
right. You're
That
right.
would have got me too.
Yeah, she would have got on the boat if she didn't have to run into them kids. Like them kids really fucked her up.
What she should have done was like grab a kid and just pretend she was holding kids so she could have gotten on the boat. Like, really.
She what she should have done is said, like, I see your fucking bones and your ribs and shit, like you're still one of them. I'm gonna cut you down.
Yeah, scary. All right. Well, since we're now pouring out quote segment, stick it with the pointy end.
James, you go first.
Only have one. Oh.
That's it. I was gonna let you get them all off. I
Nope.
figured you could.
Only got one.
All right.
And it's from Danny. Lannister, Targaryen, Baratheon, Stark, Tyrell, they're all just spokes on a wheel. This one's on top, then that one on top, and on it spins, crushing those on the ground.
It hurts to be crushed too, doesn't it?
Indeed.
TJ, how many do you have?
I had a few. Like, I got three. You want me to go next? All right, first one's from Tyrion. A ruler who kills those devoted to her is not a ruler who inspires devotion. My next one is from Daenerys, piggybacking off James. I'm not going to stop the wheel. I'm going to break the wheel.
Period.
And then my last one is from Sam. I I've been a worry of John for years. He always comes back.
All right. My turn. Qyburn, belief is so often the death of reason. And Cersei, I wish you had said it sooner. Ramsay, hit first, hit hard, and leave a feast for the crows. And then Tormund, he's prettier than both my daughters, but he knows how to fight. And then 1-1 with the best quote of the episode. Fuck you looking at. All right, Ginge. Blind rankings.
I put this one at three.
All right. Okay. Is that because it's the lowest or because you think 9 and 10 will be better?
Is because it's the lowest.
Okay. All right.
That
Well,
first half of that episode just didn't do it for you, did it?
no, I didn't.
The whole episode does it
And
for me.
like,
I think Hardhome's amazing.
I don't know if it's just because, I watched it the night I came back from West Virginia and I was just sad because I had to come back, or if it just really didn't hit me.
It's probably the first one.
You hope.
But
All right. Well.
I got excited when we actually were at Hardhome.
Okay.
There's so much in that episode, though. That's so good. Season five is just really just about getting it
Season
going, man.
five. Season five is season one for me so far.
Season five is one of the ones, if you haven't watched this again, you'll appreciate it more knowing, because you know what's coming.
Because like
I
we'll get to
guess.
it, like I said, we'll get to it in the recap episode when we play like the game of mistakes. Because like once you get to the end of it and you look back at all the ways it could have gone differently, you're like, oh shit. Wow. It's good. The end is worth it, I promise. I promise. All right, well, I'm tired of trying to sell you on this show. You can't get off of this podcast. You've made a commitment now, so who cares?
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess that's gonna do it for this episode of Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening. And you can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, GOODE, everywhere. So, on behalf of Dan, Jim, and TJ, I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.